USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a nearly 15-hour long voterama in Washington, D.C., the Senate voted early Wednesday morning to pass the framework of the disputed $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package with zero Republican support. The vote at 4 a.m. Eastern was procedural and the first step in the budget reconciliation process that will allow Democrats to pass the package without a single Republican vote. The vote on Wednesday was 50-49, straight down party lines. Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee tells Fox Business this spending by lawmakers is out of control.
They wanted to sweep it under the table, put some bipartisan momentum in place so they could move really what their great goal is, and that's this $3.5 trillion spend-a-thon that they're underway with right now. What I did was say no. We're going to deliberate this. If the Senate is the greatest deliberative body, we're going to take a hard look at this, and I would not agree to accelerate it.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.